Welcome to Faith and Freedom. We hope to inform, inspire, and encourage you to stand up for faith and freedom as we discuss victories and challenges in the courts, in public policy, and in the culture. Faith and Freedom is brought to you by Liberty Counsel, a litigation, education, and policy organization. Join us now as we address the latest cultural issues across America and around the world.
An atheist Grinch organization targets a school to stop a children's live nativity. I am Matt Staver, founder and chairman of Liberty Counsel. Joining me to talk about this issue is Matt Barber and Holly Mead. Well, this comes out of Oklahoma, and you could probably guess which organization I'm referring to. It's the Freedom From Religion Foundation. They sent this threatening letter to the school in Oklahoma, and this school is the Chisholm Elementary School, and they have a program which includes a concert, and they also have a live nativity in which the children can participate. Freedom From Religion Foundation sent this threatening letter, and they said that this is unconstitutional, Matt, that you can't have a church on public school property. They consider this to be like a church. They misrepresented what the current law is. And unfortunately, what happened is the school officials are buckling under the situation. So we sent a letter to the school officials regarding this matter, and we're hoping that they don't buckle, and if they do this year, that they'll come back and stand up for their freedom next year.
Yeah, and once again, Liberty Counsel is there to correct the record. The Freedom From Religion Foundation is an anti-Christian, anti-Christ organization. They hate Jesus, and that's what it boils down to. And so they use these bullying tactics where they there's no other word for it. They lie. The Constitution is clear on this, and case precedent is clear on this, Supreme Court case precedent, that this is perfectly constitutional and permissible. They just don't like it, so they use their bullying tactics to try to force people to fold. And you know, Liberty Counsel is both a legal organization, but an educational organization. And at this point, Matt, it sounds like Liberty Counsel is just taking the step to educate the school district and help them to understand why they should and how to do the right thing.
Yeah, this organization in their letter to the school officials said, teaching students the biblical story of the birth of Jesus and having them regularly rehearse a performance of that story entangles the school with the Bible's devotional message. Such a performance would be appropriate in a church setting, but not in a public school. We write to ensure that district teachers do not incorporate religious promotion into their lessons and that future school events do not include live nativities or other religious performances. While a public school can hold holiday concerts, religious performances, and instruction that emphasize the religious aspects of a holiday are prohibited. As the Supreme Court has stated, the government may acknowledge Christmas as a cultural phenomenon, but under the First Amendment, it may not observe it as a Christian holy day by suggesting people praise God for the birth of Jesus. How about that, Matt?
Yeah,
go for it.
Yeah. And so, you know, what we did in our letter is we not only pointed out that they were wrong in their statement.
Really wrong.
But they also amazingly left out some cases.
Uh-huh.
And one of the cases is called Freedom From Religion Foundation, Inc. versus Concord Community School. It's a 2018 Court of Appeals decision. And it actually went against the Freedom From Religion. Freedom From Religion Foundation filed suit regarding a school, and they said that this nativity scene as part of the school program violated the Establishment Clause, and the court came back and said, no, it doesn't. It is certainly constitutional. They also pointed out another Court of Appeals decision involving a school presentation including Christian songs, devotional songs. And in fact, in that case, this was out of Utah. And it was another Court of Appeals that actually said that you can have Christian songs as part of a presentation, that the children in the school can sing Christian songs, and the majority of the songs can be Christian because that's the essence of Christmas. They also had some secular songs, but the majority were clearly the Christian Christmas carols. That Court of Appeals upheld it. That case is also cited in the same case that bears the name Freedom From Religion Foundation that upheld a nativity scene in a different school.
There's a common denominator here, guys.
Yeah, they're intentionally ignoring what the law is.
Intentionally.
Right.
And they sent this letter clearly based on that in bad faith. Mm-hmm. And what struck me when you read parts from the letter, Holly, is that they said government cannot recognize Christmas as a holy day. Well, Christmas is a federally recognized holiday, holy day. So that is 180%, or it's 100% wrong. We have Christmas is a federally recognized holiday.
So I wonder, do they not take it as a holiday at the Freedom From Religion Foundation?
Well, they don't want it to be as a holiday.
I wonder if they take December 25th off.
I'd be curious
to know.
Good question. They probably mock it is what they do, because this particular organization does mock Christianity, and they have done that at some of their conferences with buttons and bumper stickers and other kinds of songs where they take Christian songs and literally mock them and invert them. Well, they failed to cite the case with their name in it that actually went against them, both on a nativity scene in a school program, and also that case cites the Christmas carols where they were upheld in another Court of Appeals decision in a different school. In that case called Freedom From Religion Foundation versus Concord Community School, which the Freedom From Religion Foundation fails to cite, Judge Easterbrook joined that majority opinion, but he also wrote an excellent concurrence, an additional opinion on that. And he says, quote, performing a work of art does not establish that work or its composer as the state song or the state composer, no more than it establishes a state religion. I mean, that's pretty obvious. If you're going to have a performance, and maybe it's going to be Bach or something else, Handel's Messiah, that doesn't thereby make it a state-established song or a state-established composer any more than this makes it a state-established religion. He goes on to say it takes taxation or compulsory worship to establish a religion. Some form of coercion, he says, is essential. This is the view of scholars who have investigated what the phrase establishment of religion meant in the 18th century when those words were adopted. It's a great concurrence decision. He goes on to conclude, nothing about the Christmas spectacular affects anyone's taxes or coerces any form of religious belief, expression, or attendance. And that's in that case, Freedom From Religion Foundation versus Concord Community School. I wonder why they failed to cite that case.
Kind of like lying by omission. But you know, the sad part here, we have third grade students that wanted to have a live nativity, these precious little children, and they have bullied by this organization that doesn't even tell the truth to begin with.
Right. It doesn't tell the truth. What it does is it sends out this bogus letter. It's a page and three quarters.
The time waster.
And they cite wrong facts.
Yeah.
And here's what they actually did, Matt. This is amazing. They did cite the case, Freedom From Religion Foundation versus Concord Community Schools. But you know what they cited? And you know what they quoted? They quoted the lower court decision.
Yeah.
They quoted the lower court decision. And the lower court decision says, quote, when the school places such disproportionate emphasis in the religious aspect of Christmas through the live depiction of the nativity scene, it adds to the perception that the school is actually endorsing that religion, close quote. So someone who didn't do any investigation says, well, that's just exactly what we're doing. We've got a live nativity
scene. And the courts have said we can't do that.
Their courts already said you can't do that.
Yet they don't mention that decision was overturned.
They believe
exactly.
Them.
It's overturned. It's overturned on appeal.
Yeah, don't they have an
attorney? Decision is not valid.
That's so disingenuous.
Oh, my gosh. That is sanctionable. Frankly, it's sanctionable. Because as an officer of the court, you can't misrepresent those decisions like that. For more information, go to Liberty Counsel's website don't let the Freedom From Religion Foundation or anyone else steal Christmas this year or any year. You can go to Liberty Counsel's website, lc.org/Christmas, lc.org/Christmas, for more information about the constitutionality of celebrating Christmas and also our naughty and nice list right there at lc.org/Christmas.
You've been listening to Faith and Freedom, brought to you by Liberty Counsel. We hope that we have motivated you to stand up for your faith, family, and freedom. Get informed and get involved today. Visit Liberty Counsel's website at lc.org, where you can obtain email alerts and other information to keep you informed and involved. The website again, lc.org. You can also call us at 407-875-1776. The website again, lc.org.